Cornucopia Radio presents.
Unrespected, is that even a word? Unrespected, is it one you've ever heard? If you could choose it, how would you use it? Unrespected, is that even a word?
Unrespected.
Finally, we have arrived at the place feared by scientists the world over.
The Deodorant Isle at Tesco.
No K-pop. The island of Dr. Moreau. Switch that ringtone off.
Sorry, Mr. Talks. Why is Dr. Moreau so such as much feared so such?
You know so little, K-pop. Dr. Moreau plays with nature like a man with an average sex drive plays with his finger mawatsits.
Dr. Moreau created a man with an average sex drive just to play with his thingy-ma-what's-its? God save me!
K-pop! Dr. Moreau was the man who forced the internet to breed with cats!
My God!
Come, my overcompensating homophobic little friend with an overbearing religious upbringing. We must go forward and find this mad scientist lair.
Did you hear that whistling noise, Mr. Talks?
Sorry about that. I had onion rings for lunch.
No! It came from the undergrowth.
Which undergrowth?
The undergrowth underneath the overgrowth. There!
Let me get my binoculars. My God, they can't be. They are!
That's right! They're my pet velociraptors. Minkai! Last boy! Go home! And stop playing with that whistle!
So, at last we meet Dr. Moreau.
I don't believe I've had the mispleasure.
Mispleasure? That's not even a word.
English is my second language. My first is fluent bonkers! Stop laughing! Who are you?
My name is Edward Talks. You can call me Ted.
Really? Ted Talks?
I'm on a mission from the United Nations World Explorers League.
Unwell.
And nothing a few aspirin won't cure.
I suppose you're here to shut down my experiment. I take it you've heard about my life's work to keep every single TV format, writer, and actor from the late 1990s going into the 21st century and beyond forever and ever.
What? Who would be mad enough to...
I have friends high up in the BBC Board of Governors. Come, let me show you my latest diabolical creation. I will have to lure it out first. Here, pretty, pretty. £1 million for a nature documentary voiceover. £2 million to star in another ill-conceived and plodding sequel to Broadchurch. Quick, or some new talent will get a look in.
Bow down to me, as I manage to just about pull off a working-class accent, despite having spent all my education at elite public schools and barely ever stepping outside Hampstead. See, as I raise my eyebrow in a camp but ironic way, only the Rada can teach. Gaze upon me, ye mighty, and weep. Cross, I bet you can't weep and produce running, snivelling snot at the same time, like I can!
Sweet Jesus, what is that?
Ooh, it looks like a chimera of David Williams, Olivia Colman, and Benedict Cucumber Perch!
Very perceptive of you, my little man. My greatest creation. It can act in a camp, not quite Frankie Howard sort of way, and crack walnuts with her bare teeth, whilst wearing an overdramatic scarf. Perfectly cast for every part in every overhyped television drama written by wrung-out, money-mad old screenwriters for the next 100 years or more.
Oh my God, Dr. Moreau. You'll never get away with this. For the sake of all new, bald, and risky entertainment everywhere, I won't let you.
Very well. You leave me with no option but to call upon my attack beast. Come here, my absolute favorite.
Jesus, Mary, and Jane. What is it?
This is my secret cookery show weapon.
Is that a chimera of Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood?
Harry Berry! Attack! kill. Or at the very least, make them feel inadequate about their sponge fingers.
Now for one of my absolute favorites. Time to kiss goodbye to your soggy bottom.
Welcome to television land, boys. It's the jungle out there.
It's funny, isn't it? How things that were once worn for a practical purpose are now fashion items. Sailing jackets worn by landlubbers, skater shoes worn by a 41-year-old man who haven't stayed on a skateboard since 1984. Like denim were worn by people who mind, and denim is mind backwards. Now, of course, trainers are different, because a lot of people who go on trains do wear them. But baseball caps are a case in point. When were the last time you saw someone basing the balls on one?
Oh, phew. Just made it. The gate's not closed yet, has it?
No.
I'm only travelling light. Just plonk me case on your scales.
What? No, you've got all...
Now then, where's my passport?
Look, I think you...
Is there any chance of an upgrade? I don't like economy. It gives me DDT.
This is a supermarket.
Not British Airways check-in?
No, it's the Sainsbury's check-out.
Not flight BA616 to Milan?
10 items or less in Hounslow.
Oh no, what have I done?
I don't know.
I've left 5 bags of shopping at Heathrow Terminal 5. The kids will have nothing to eat while I'm in Milan.
Calling all passengers. Checkout 9 is now ready for boarding. Unrespected, is that even a word?
Hi, Maureen.
Oh, it's you, Doreen.
Do you like my new fur coat?
No.
Yes, it's lovely, isn't it? I got it at the sale at Harvey Nicks. It's baby Pokemon, dyed a deep shade of puke.
You mean puce? Look, we've got to start sorting.
Oh, I bought you some flavoured gin.
You shouldn't have.
They had all sorts of flavoured gins at Harvey Nicks.
Amazing. Can we just...
Woodbine gin, creosote gin, David Ginola's ginger gin.
Yes, good. We've got to sort out these donations to the charity shop we work in.
Oh, okay. Oh, did you put me aside some funky retro to display on my Rococo commode? It's quite clean now I've sponged up Daddy's little confusion.
There's a box of used tissues.
Oh, what colour are the bogies?
Avocado.
Oh, very 1977. I'll give you £25 for them.
Okay, look, we've got to start on these things. I'll pass them, you price them.
Righto.
Vinyl copy of Electric Ladyland by Jimi Hendrix.
£2.
Signed by Jimi Hendrix himself.
£2.50 then.
An upside down pie dish.
£2. It'd be worth far more if it were the right way up.
Clara's Cliff socket set.
£2.
CS gas canister. Made by Fabergé.
£2.
Extremely common Hornsey pottery dinner service, circa 1978.
Oh, there's a big Chinese collector's market for those.
How much?
£2.
Devil's teardrops.
£2.
God's pipe cleaners.
£2.
A willy warmer.
Oh, £2.
Fur coat. Baby Pokemon. Dyed deep puke.
Oh, I wouldn't even give it house room. Cheap and nasty. Doesn't even look like real fur. Chuck it away.
Okay. Reeks of gin, too.
Protestation of my dinner's gentrification. I want my food to arrive on a plate, not a slice of a log or reclaimed roofing slate. I want my soup to be served in a bowl, not a tiny top hat or a toilet bowl. My mojito in glass at the cocktail bar, not a stupid, pretentious old pickling jar. And chips wrapped in paper, not a miniature bucket. Is anyone listening to me? Ah, f*** it.
Breaking news. Rio 2016 will see big changes to the Olympic dressage. Horses will dance to 1970s disco and will be renamed Gigi's Dancing to the Bee Gees.
The government has set a new pension age.
It's the Bronze Age.
Scientists say memory foam mattresses can get Alzheimer's.
And the weather, an entire month's rainfall will fall next month. Furniture Dump sale is now on. This four-seater corner suite in Bogey Green is now half price. Yes, that's too much price. This three-seater sofa looks like a giant poo. And this four-seater sofa looks like an accident on a chocolate mini roll. Yes, come down to the Furniture Dump sale. Now on at Brig, Frig and Dollydale.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Monica.
Ooh, new earrings.
Yes, do you like them? I made them out of some old CDs.
Let's have a gander. What's on them? Sweet Caroline, Rhinestone Cowboy.
They're Neil Diamond earrings.
What made you go all arty crafty?
Well, Jack and I were eating our dinner. That's Jack, my husband, not Jack the gerbil. Well, as I was choking on a piece of halloumi, Jack immediately started texting all his friends about it.
You mean, instead of doing what most people would do and
putting it on Vine? I know.
Honestly, what's he like?
I know. Well, anyway, we decided our obsession with technology had gone too far, so we decided to convert all our gadgety bits and bobs to other uses.
Wow, that's a big decision, Joe. So, what do you do for entertainment at night?
We watch the Sky Plus box.
On the plasma screen TV, you mean?
No, we just sit and look at the Sky Plus box. Fascinating texture to the plastic. We're using the plasma screen as a billiards table.
Ah.
Fancy a cuppa?
Oh, please, no electric kettle.
Not anymore. We're boiling our water on the Arga. It takes about a day and a half to get enough hot water to cook through a small egg, and we're covered in second-degree burns. But it feels so good to go back to a time before the jug kettle. Would you like a homemade biscuit?
Those look lovely.
I'm using my old Nokia as a cookie cutter.
But how do you send all those vitally non-urgent messages?
We hired an old-fashioned telegram boy.
Really?
Yes. He lives in the cupboard underneath the stairs.
How charming. Still space for the Dyson?
No, we ditched that too.
How do you vacuum up crumbs?
With the telegram boy.
Gosh, that's an interesting recipe you've got on your iPad. I've never seen one used as a pan stand before.
Yes, I use the Apple iPad as a pan stand and my BlackBerry to level off the filling. I call it apple and blackberry pie.
I must say, you're braver than I am, Joe. But what about the kids? Aren't you worried they'll get bored?
Oh, we worried about that too. But they've been fine. They're not bored at all.
Good.
Yes, they used their imagination and went to live with their friends' parents instead.
On Halloween, I dreamt about a hideous old hag. A witch with skin like rotting flower scales. Hair like festering sea dogs. Covered in rancid, ticketed fur. And breath like moth-eaten baby bell cheese. Her name was Lucy. She had a black cat called Lucy.
She cast a spell on the whole world, and everybody in the world was called Lucy. Yes, it was a lucid dream.
As the NHS faces its most serious crisis in improvement of chain challenge, we're here to find out what life is really like inside a busy 24-hour inner-city hospital. My name is Kenton Benton. We're going inside St. Cecilia's. Let's talk to this doctor. Hello, my name is Kenton Benton. We're making a documentary called Inside St. Cecilia's.
Stop spitting on me!
Here's another. She looks to be in a hurry. What's going on, Doctor?
I can't stop. There's a very tense and urgent situation developing in A&E.
A car crash? Heart attack?
The X Factor final?
Here we are at a busy nurse's station. How long have you been a nurse?
About 5 years now.
And what is the biggest challenge you've had to cope with in that time?
Definitely the patients.
Oh, how? Are they more demanding? Are there more of them?
No, just having to see actual patients.
Let's talk to your colleague. Hello, what would you say is the biggest daily challenge you face as a nurse?
I would say the constant barrage of disgusting, filthy and insulting language.
From colleagues? From staff?
No, from me. This new computer system's a load of chuffing rubbish. Oh, come on! Chuffing work, you chuffing piece of chuffing garbage!
As we've heard, today's NHS staff are under more pressure than ever before. Oh, at last, there's a doctor who seems to be free. Let's ask him what he thinks. Hello, what do you think is the biggest problem facing the NHS today?
Oh, I would say the internal market.
What's that?
Well, last week someone came in because they had a broken, you know, thingy. And then they got sent back home. His, you know, thingy was still broken. So they had to readmit him. And then the head of department had to pay a penalty.
What sort of penalty?
She had to stand on her head and drink a miniature bottle of vodka.
All because someone's thingy. Why do you keep giggling?
Because that patient had broken. He broke his coccyx.
Are you sure you should be working as a doctor if you can't even say coccyx without giggling?
Oh, I'm not a doctor.
Why are you wearing a white coat?
I work in a bakery. They gave me a couple of hours off from Baps and Bagels to get my verruca zapped. Do you want to look?
No, thanks. Let's move on, shall we? Here we are in a patient's waiting area. Hello, what do you think to the privatisation of the NHS?
Think?
Did you think it's a good thing or a bad thing?
Yes, I do think it is a good thing, yes. It is a thing that could be good in a good sort of way, yes.
In what way?
Well, like the other day, I came in to have some hard skin removed, and the cafe down the corridor was able to buy it off the NHS and sprinkle it on their spaghetti carbonara.
Really? Why?
They'd run out of parmesan shavings.
That sounds a bit disgusting.
Yes, but it helps the NHS and it keeps the cafe's overheads down, which means they can give more money to the NHS in taxes and stuff like that.
Don't you think the owners might just pocket the extra money themselves and pay their staff less?
No.
Let's move on, shall we? Hello, sir. Why do you think the NHS is under so much financial pressure?
Immigrants!
Why is that?
Too many poor immigrants with no money. That's who's taking all the money.
So what's the answer?
Keep the NHS British!
And how do we do that?
Sell it all off to multi-billion pound overseas corporations.
Hello, Mr. Carfax. I'm Dr. Brahmagupta. I've come to have a look at your verruca. How does it feel?
Mr. Carfax, you're head of local NHS services, aren't you?
Yes. Ow! I've just had a botched procedure. I'm in agony.
Botched? Do you think the pressure on the NHS staff due to the cuts might be to blame?
No. Turns out my doctor was some joker in a white coat who works down the bakery. Ooh, it hurts.
So there you are. Just a brief snapshot of a typical NHS hospital with highly stressed people endlessly roaming echoing corridors, searching fruitlessly for answers from overworked NHS staff. No, not the patients. Me and my bloody documentary crew.
Breaking news. A lorry has overturned on the M1, spilling its load of coat hangers. The lorry has been towed away and draped casually across the back of a chair.
The number of people with pet allergies has risen sharply. The RSPCA warned pet allergies must be kept on a lead and muzzled around small children.
Scientists in the USA say an active sex life provides major health benefits, even after death.
Don't forget, Zumba size this Friday.
Today marks the 65 millionth anniversary of the birth of Terry the Crap Messiah. Terry was a dinosaur. He never had many followers because they all died after an asteroid hit them. Terry could have saved their lives if he hadn't conflated his revelations of asteroid Armageddon with silly stories about turning water into wine at an iguanodon wedding, where the little chef at Oakhampton now stands. Terry the Crap Messiah predicted that the liquefied remains of all the dinosaurs would be fought over in murderous wars by a race of far future beings. Unfortunately, he predicted this at the same time as he and all the other dinosaurs were wiped out by the asteroid, thus fulfilling two prophecies at once, and without anybody believing a word Terry had ever said. P.S. Strangely, Terry the Crap Messiah briefly came back to life on the 27th of July 1969, when Ms. Knott of Nottingham used Terry's liquefied remains to fill up her Riley Kestrel at the Little Chef, Oakhampton.
Unrespected, is that even a word?
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this Midland City Line service from Sheffield to London St Pancras. My name is Gloria, your today current train manager for this forward-going service going forward. Carriages A and B are for first-class passengers, so mind your own beeswax. Carriage C is a mobile-free carriage, whilst carriage D is for selfies only. A buffet car serving overpriced D-numbers and a range of lukewarm to tepid drinks is located in Carriage F. This train will be calling at Leicester and terminating at London St Pancras. Our next stop is Leicester. Next stop, Leicester. Leicester, incidentally where my ex, crass as a baboon's ass, husband, Geoffrey, now lives. Geoffrey. You know we'd still be together if you hadn't put your socks in my Ovaltine. Or took your shoes off in the hallway. You never looked where you were going and I was sick of cleaning up poo from dogs that I don't even know. You could have showered before going to bed. Those smells you think are manly are actually farting bacteria and they must be freed and eradicated. You never put the toilet seat down after use, or down, then up, then down again when I had novovirus. If you splash while you're peeing, use the flushable wipes provided. Or why don't you stand nearer to the bowl, or just sit the hell down and stop kidding yourself that it's longer than you clearly think it is. I was fed up to the back teeth of cleaning a grown man's urine off my bathroom lino, Geoffrey. Stop unplugging the Dolce Gusto in order to charge your phone. It only caused issues for me further through the day and you knew that it did. I mean that time Nicola came round and she had to twiddle her thumbs for 8 whole minutes for her skinny decaf chocomocha latte. I was mortified. And you know who's to blame for that, don't you? Don't you, Geoffrey? Don't chew with your mouth open at dinner. And must you smack your lips and say mm-mm-mm, aloud? It's like sitting next to a farm animal crossed with a gigantic three-year-old. It really is. And it upsets my gastric juices. Don't put red wine in the fridge, Geoffrey. We're not heathens. And could you just once have made love to me in something other than the missionary position whilst changing the 13.5 tug duvet and bringing about world peace? I mean, it's not too much to ask, is it? Ladies and gentlemen, we are now arriving in London St. Pancras. Please take all your belongings with you. Your train manager today has been Gloria Beaumont. Gloria Smith. Jeffrey, why? Why? Why couldn't you hoover the carpet? Anti-clockwise.
Orange segment by segment, but now she eats it all in one, 'cause now she is pregnant.
In tomorrow's Stun, Mrs. Jones from Three Doors Down reveals the shocking secrets of her affair with Ken from Quick Fit.
He loves to pump up me Dunlops.
Plus, plus, you could win a year's supply of your Auntie Jean's homemade jam, only in your throwaway Stun.
Unrespected, is that even a word?
Morning, Mrs. Ravioli.
Hello, Simon, dear. Thank you for helping me run my errands. Are you sure I can't give you something?
I wouldn't take a thing off you, Mrs. Ravioli. It's always a pleasure to drive you. Where to first?
The post office, please. I want to be long.
Okay, I'll just listen to the radio.
Drive, drive!
Mrs. Ravioli, you've got a pop sock covering your face.
Oh dear, I'm quite confused nowadays.
Where to next, love?
The bank, please. Wait there.
Will do.
Go, go, go!
That didn't take long.
Yes, they do look after us, OAPs.
There seems to be a lot of noise.
Yes, drive!
Always a pleasure to drive for you, Mrs. Ravioli. Where to next?
The post office.
We've just been there. Have you forgotten?
The one across town. I need to buy my niece a happy hysterectomy card.
Okay. Ooh, I better slow down for this police car.
Bloody step on it, mate. It's a screws. Oh, no.
Hello, sir, madam. We're looking for a robber in a pop sock. Just held up the post office and the bank. Have you seen anything suspicious?
No, I can't say I have.
No, I know.
Do you mind me looking in your holdall, madam?
Quick, we've been rumbled. Step on the gas, dude. Put your pedal to the metal.
Sorry, she's 97. She gets a bit overexcited. It's always a pleasure to drive her, though.
Yes, sir. Rather a lot of money in your holdall, madam.
I've had a lot of pension back up. Norovirus, you see.
Okay, madam. Mind how you go.
Damn my cops. Step on it, Simon. Take a right. Now hang on the left.
No need to take the steering wheel, Mrs. Ravioli. It's always a pleasure to drive you.
Roadblock. And the brake turn, now.
You're doing donuts in an abandoned tobacco warehouse, Mrs. Ravioli.
Ah, boxed in by the razors. It's a fairer cop.
She's actually a brunette, Mrs. Ravioli. Put your specs on.
Did you know this woman's an armed felon, sir?
Oh, she's lovely, isn't she?
If you can prove you're not aiding and abetting, you could be in for a big reward.
I wouldn't dream of taking a thing. It's always a pleasure to drive her.
Unrespected was written and directed by Skull, featuring the voices of Susie Casson, Paul Casson Yardley, Will Herbert, Jennifer Jones, Chrissy McGrath, Rebecca Pilkington, David Alt, Melanie Crawley, Mal Carrot, Stephanie Lee and Skull. The audio editor was Peter Beeston. The original music for this episode was created and recorded by Christopher Delamere. Rostrum Camera was by Ken Morse. Bouncer the Dog was trained by Luke Hurrah. And Cool Edit Pro support was thanks to Peter Critchgard. This work is released under a Creative Commons license. For more information and to listen to even more amazing audio productions, visit us online at cornucopia-radio.co.uk.
Cornucopia Radio is so much more than just this single podcast. We also have our amazing website, numerous other podcast shows which you can subscribe to, our own internet radio station, and an ebook available via Amazon. You know you want to find out more. Don't lie to yourself. So head over to cornucopia-radio.co.uk and discover what you're missing.